today. It's November 6th, the day in 1999, when we went to the polls in a referendum to decide whether Australia should become a republic.
Australia should become a republic by the year 2001.
If we are to become a republic, the people themselves should directly choose the president.
We share a continent, we share a past, a present and a future. And our head of state should be one of us.
The motion was defeated convincingly.
Well, a quick look at how people are voting shows 44% support for yes, 56% no.
And with the popularity of the young royals, we won't be debating that issue again anytime soon. November 6th birthdays, topping the list is an actress whose career has spanned six decades. Sally Field is 73. Her first starring role was in the 60s TV series Gidget.
For 15 and a half years, my life was a complete and total ick. But then I fell in love with two things. Jeff, my moon doggy, and surfing.
Maria Shriver, the US newsreader and former wife of Arnold Schwarzenegger, is 64.
We're about to show you a brain fitness program that researchers now say could be a game changer.
Ethan Hawke, best known for the movies Reality Bites and Dead Poets Society, turns 49.
The sweaty-toothed madman with a stare that pounds my brain.
Oh, that's excellent.
AFL great Darren Jolly is 38. He played for Melbourne, Sydney and Collingwood before going on to appear in the 9th and 10th seasons of The Block, taking out the series in 2015.
Oh, we'll relax when it's over, mate, I reckon.
What happened then?
That was one apartment we expected. Everyone expected big things.
And Academy Award-winning star of the movie La La Land, Emma Stone, is 31 today.
There's people sitting in the waiting room and they're like me but prettier and better at the... because maybe I'm not good enough.
Finally, remembering Oz music legend George Young, the founding member of the Easy Beats and Flash in the Pan, wrote and produced a generation of hits with partner Harry Vander. He was born on this day in 1946, died aged 70 in 2017. Remembering George Young on November 6th.